Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror,
has killed five and says he's going to kill again. Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
But again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
And I know a lot of times people are like, oh, I got to go into work. I'm missing part three of the Murder Monday. Well, RadioNowIndy.com. Click on the Joe and Alex Show. Then click on podcast. If you got to go inside, you can do that. Alex, people are going crazy on Twitter this morning.
Yeah. Someone just tweeted us and was like, wait, they solved the case of JonBenet Ramsey. Though. Wait a minute. Hold on.
No, we did. You heard it here.
Slow your roll. Keep listening. Ashley Flowers will finish up the story. But I was going to tell you that there are a lot of never before seen pictures, or pictures you probably haven't ever seen, on Instagram at Joe and Alex. I've got some photos of JonBenet and her brother Burke with their mom Patsy when she had cancer. You can see the bowl of pineapple that they think JonBenet ate from, her bedroom and her body, all that stuff. At Joe and Alex Show.
All right, let's conclude Murder Monday today with JonBenet.
All right, so in 2006, a man reaches out to this guy who's making a documentary about JonBenet's case, and he says, basically confesses to it. And at first, the guy doesn't take him seriously, but there's so many details he gives about assaulting her and drugging her and keeping her in the basement that this man actually reports him to police and the FBI. And the guy who did the confessing, his name's John Mark Carr, and he was living at Thailand at the time, and police go and extradite him, bring him back to the United States, and they test him again. They basically make an arrest because everything is so spot on.
That's weird.
But then they test his DNA, and of course, it doesn't match. But
the DNA.
We've already said we're not sure that it even should be considered in this case.
Yeah.
So they think that maybe he's just a total Looney Tune, and he wanted to get back to the United States, and he basically got a free trip. But he is totally released, and we find out someone from the original grand jury in 1999 opens up, which is totally illegal, but they do, and tells the press that they all voted to indict both Patsy and John.
Based
on the evidence. So the DA basically took their recommendation for an indictment and just totally ignored it.
Whoa!
And his wording was very careful. He made everyone believe that the jury or the grand jury didn't find enough evidence, but they absolutely did. And what we found was they charged both of them with basically two things. They charged him with being an accessory to murder and also basically neglect, not protecting JonBenet. Neither one of them was actually charged with murder themselves, which really makes it seem like there's this third person that they would have been assisting. And this is where all the theories come that her brother had killed her, because he was actually 9 years old at the time. And in Colorado, the law is you have to be 10 years old to be charged with a crime like murder.
Wow.
So they wouldn't have been able to charge him. And so everyone thinks that he killed her probably on accident. The theory is that he was eating pineapple. She grabbed some, ate some out of his bowl. It pissed him off, and he grabbed the flashlight or something like the flashlight and hit her over the head. And then what transpired after that, we don't know who did the garrote, what those two marks were. Was it him poking her with the train tracks?
Yeah.
So that is where everyone gets this theory that maybe Burke had something to do with it, and that's why everything's so fishy around the parents, is because they were trying to protect him.
Right, and a lot of people think that Burke might have been on the spectrum, right? Like the autism spectrum,
yeah.
And that's why like something like her getting up and eating his pineapple in his bowl would make him go crazy, you know, just like upset him or whatever.
I wonder if they ever had an experience or a problem like that before, you know what I mean? Like where he was eating something, she went for it, and he got angry or upset about it.
I mean, I guess it makes sense as a parent, like why they would want to protect their son. If they knew that he did accidentally kill their daughter, then they would be losing two children. If he would have gone, like, I don't know, been institutionalized or whatever happens to a kid.
I feel like so nothing would have happened, maybe institutionalized, but if he really did kill your daughter, you would think he needs some kind of help.
Yeah.
And I feel like if they covered it up, they did such a bad job. at the, oh, the note terrible. Doesn't make sense. Like,
and didn't wasn't there reports that John Monet leading up to her death had had like excessive bedwetting and stuff going on, which a lot of people connect to sexual abuse or signs of sexual abuse.
Really?
She had started bedwetting a couple of months before this incident, and they don't know why she was doing it. The family is very persistent that there was no sexual abuse that happened.
Did it look like her body had been through some sexual assault?
They originally had said that she did because they found a little piece of wood inside of her, but they're also saying that could have been transferred there. Again, there's been no conclusive evidence that she was or was not sexually assaulted.
Weird.
I didn't even know that whole bedwetting. Like, I wet the bed till fifth grade sometimes.
Really?
Not all the time, but occasionally, yeah. Like, if I had too much Mountain Dew, went to bed. And,
they say that's a sign. That's a sign that your kid could be getting sexually abused. So something, if you're a parent, to look out for sure.
For the record, not that I'm aware of, I wasn't abused, but okay.
You guys, I totally have a fun fact. Did you know that Burke went to Purdue University here in Indiana?
No way.
Did not.
If they would have put that on their brochure, I would 100% be a Boilermaker right now.
Ashley Flowers Murderino would have been there.
The things you know.
For sure.
That's awesome. If you have your own theories or you want to see those crime scene photos and stuff, go to Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. And by the way, if you are not getting enough of Murder Monday, Miss Ashley Flowers has started her own podcast.
Yes, it's called Crime Junkie.
And you can, I'm going to link all of that. We always put a blog post up in case you missed anything about Murder Monday with the audio and everything. So later today around 10 a.m., I will post that and include a link directly to Ashley Flowers' podcast. You can subscribe and then get more of your Murder Monday fix.
All right. Well, hey, thank you so much, Ashley Flowers. Go check that out. RadioNowIndy.com. Just go click on the Joe and Alex Show.